Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my prayerful salutations at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai. My loving Sai Rams to all the members of Sai family. Indeed, it's a great good fortune that one can remember, recollect and rejoice those golden moments that we have had with our beloved Bhagavan. In this particular birth of mine, around 45 years back, Bhagavan has brought me to his lotus feet. I emphasized in this particular birth because he has always been there with us, this, previous and maybe even future. He is holding us, he is holding our hands and walking by our side, guiding us, guarding us and taking us in the right path. I still remember, as a small child, I used to come to Prashanti Nilayam. We all used to stay in front of Mandir. There were sands, many trees were there. We used to stay under those trees and we used to attend darshan sessions. After darshan, I remember myself running as a small child towards the place where Swami walked and collected those sand particles and those floral petals strewn in his path. Collect them so that when I go back home, I can share with many devotees from my Sai organization. From that time, I've been coming to Bhagavan. On several occasions, it so happened that when the time has come for me to leave Prashanti Nilayam, on the day when we are asked to leave Prashanti Nilayam and travel back home, my father would have given us the command, at this particular time, you should all leave Mandir and assemble at this place. Invariably, it used to be somewhere in Purnachandra Hall, some function would be going on and I would be looking at Swami, crying out my heart to him and praying to him, Swami, I am going back. Swami, I am going back to the world. But I don't want to go, Swami. I want to be here only with you. I want to keep seeing you every day. Can it be happening like this, Swami? Can you please make my parents forget me and go back home? By then, I had realized that elders often forget some things when they are busy with some arrangements. I forgot my bag, I forgot my phone, etc. I had seen happening like that. So in my innocence, I used to pray to Swami, Swami, please Swami, my parents should forget me and they should go back home. After 2 days, once they reach home, they should be searching their luggage, baggage, and they should suddenly find out that, oh, we forgot Satish at Mandir, Prashanti Nilayam. Never mind, anyway, we have forgotten him at Prashanti Nilayam. That's what was my imagination. That was my prayer. I used to continuously pray to him. Ask, it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock, the door shall be opened for you. So this was my prayer. This was my continuous endeavor. Swami should keep me with him. But it never happened that my parents have forgotten and left me. So I used to wonder, Swami didn't fulfill my desire. If worldly parents don't forget you, how will the Divine Mother forget you? Our Mother's side will never forget us. Swami never forgot my wish. He fulfilled my desire and kept me all these 45 years with him at his feet. He is there in our hearts, all the time residing in the shrine of our heart and waiting for us to look within and find him there. Where should I find him? Should I find him somewhere outside? Should I find him somewhere in a temple? Yes, my journey too started by trying to find out our beloved Lord in some temple. Let me tell you one experience that he had blessed me with. It was an occasion I was blessed to go to Tirupati to have darshan. I wanted to see Swami at Tirupati as Sri Balaji, Sri Venkateshwara. I stood in the lines in those days for a long time. Several hours I was waiting for the darshan, and it was a time when I was about to enter into the Sanctum Sanctorum. That is the time where I knock the door. Knock the door and it shall be opened for you. I knock the door of my heart. Swami, Swami, please Swami, if I am at Prashanti Nilayam, I doubt often whether we are coming for your darshan or you are coming for our darshan. Because we will be seated very comfortably, Swami. And once we are seated very comfortably, a divine music will be flowing. And at that time, you will be gliding. You will be circumambulating around your devotees. You will stretch your hand and ask for a letter, along with the letters, the problems from our lives. You will come to us. You will lift your robe and ask us to take your namaskar. You will look at us. You will give a smile. You will bless us with wonderful memories. But here I am, Swami. I want to see you in this form, Swami. And here, I waited for your darshan these many hours, Swami. And finally, when I entered into the sanctum, I am sure, Swami, the Sevadal will push me out. They will send me out in no time. In few seconds time, they will tell me to leave. Swami, my heart is longing. I want to see you for a long period of time, Swami. I want to have a darshan for a long time, Swami. I want to enjoy your beautiful form, Swami. You are the same Lord. You are the one who is residing at Parthi. You are the one who is residing at Tirupati. Can you give me more darshan, Swami? I want to see you for a long time. This was my prayer. I looked within and asked him to help me. I asked him to give me darshan for a long time. Before ever a desire descends in our hearts, our sweet Lord is already waiting with all the required things ready to fulfill our desire. Maybe the Lord himself would have descended and would have taken the form of a Sevadal volunteer there in the sanctum, waiting for me. I entered inside the sanctum. A beautiful mantra was going on. Om Namo Venkateshaya. Peacefully the mantra was going on. I was losing myself at the same time. I had a fear that I may not be able to see him for a long time. At that moment, that Sevadal, that person held me by hand, pulled me out of the lines, and he continued his work. He was sending the devotees, move forward, move forward, move forward. I was only thinking that he was telling us to move forward, but what a deep meaning in his telling, move forward, move forward, move Godwards, move Godwards, move forwards towards the God. Maybe that he was teaching me. I was enjoying the Lord's darshan so much time. I'm not a VIP. I'm not a minister. But it's not possible for me as an ordinary devotee to have his darshan for such a long time. Why fear when our Swami is here? When he is with us, a wish-fulfilling tree by our side, and we knock the door and seek his help. I had darshan to my heart's content for a long time. My heart was filled with gratitude. I was thanking Swami in my heart. Thank you so much, Swami. Thank you so much for giving me your darshan for such a long time, like I used to have at Prashanti Nilayam. At that moment, that gentleman, maybe it is he asked me, you have fever? God knows how he knew that I had fever. We often say casually, God knows. Whatever we don't know, we say, God knows. Of course, God knows everything because he resides in every heart. Obviously, he knows everything, whatever happens in our hearts. Then he asked me, where do you come from? Where do you come from? What a wonderful question of spirituality. Do you come from Prashanti Nilayam, a place on the earth, or some other place? Or you have come from God. Remember, you are from the divinity. You are from God. Realize that. Maybe he was talking to me in the sanctum sanctorum, those divine things, and teaching things for my life. I expressed my gratitude and moved forwards towards Godwards. That's how our Lord, that is how he resides in every heart. And when we look within and ask him for something, is ever ready, if at all that desire of ours is good for us. If that desire makes us better, if that desire makes us closer to him. Can I share one more experience? How our beloved Lord, our loving Lord, hears every prayer. Normally, the students would come for darshan in the evening time in those days. On a Sunday, we are twice blessed, because on a Sunday, boys would be eagerly waiting to have even the chance of morning darshan. Very rarely, on some special occasion, on a festival day, students would go for morning darshan. Otherwise, they have their regular morning classes. They have a busy schedule. On that day, we had a message from our sweet Lord. Tomorrow morning, there will be a special function in Mandir. All the boys can be brought for darshan. That was the message to our warden, sir. All the students were very happy. The children got up in the early morning, maybe around 3 or 4 a.m. By morning 6 o'clock, they were all having breakfast. Nobody can skip breakfast, because our sweet Lord would ask in the mandir, what did you have for breakfast? No one can be found in the wrong side by telling Swami, Swami, I didn't have breakfast. He wouldn't be happy with that. So all the children were having breakfast. I was busy with some work assigned to me. When this was going on, one of the students came running to me and asked me, "Sir, one of the brothers in my room suffers from severe headache. He wants you to come once. He wants you to see him and give him some medicine." I told that boy, "Don't worry. You carry on with your darshan schedule. I will finish this job at my hand and I will go and see him and do the needful." All the children were very happy because they can go to Mandir. They can see Swami one extra time. A darshan, special darshan. Swami may look at them. Swami may take a letter from one of them. Swami may speak to them. Swami may give them Pad Namaskar. And Swami may give them such wonderful memories of their lifetime. So all the children were excited. They were jumping with joy. In addition to the spiritual benefits, on a lighter note, in addition to all the spiritual benefits, they have got some worldly benefits also. Because by the time they finish darshan and program, they might very easily skip one or two classes. They'll be more than happy as typical students. So that's what's going on. All the children were rushing towards the mandir. I finished my job. I rushed with my plate to have breakfast. I was about to serve myself. At that time, I heard a sermon. I heard a sermon from Nitin. My heart started telling, "Hey Satish, stop. Stop and listen to me." I was wondering what my heart wants to speak to me. It was telling me, "Satish, it will take at least 15 minutes for you to eat." "Of course." "After that, you have to walk all the way to Mandir, another 15 minutes. "Yeah, I know that. What are you up to, my heart?" I was asking. It was telling, "Half an hour time. Do you think Bhagwan would wait for you? Satish has to have breakfast and he would come slowly and settle for darshan. He would wait for you. What if Bhagwan comes out for darshan? What if darshan is completed? And if darshan is completed and program begins, where would you sit, Satish? Somewhere far behind. Maybe a place from where you can't even see Swami." I was feeling very happy. I was admiring the wisdom of my heart. I immediately took back my plate and started rushing in a hurry towards the mandir. I reached the mandir. All the children were already seated. I was doing an aerial survey. I was searching for a strategic point, a strategic place from where I can have the divine darshan from close quarters. Maybe if God permits, I would even touch his divine lotus feet. That was my plan. That was my clever idea. I selected a golden spot and settled comfortably. I had my privileges as teacher. So I sat somewhere near the path where I could even touch his divine lotus feet. The moment I sat, my heart started speaking again. It was telling me, "Hey Satish, do you know what happened now? You know all these children are his children? Obviously, they are his property," I replied. "And do you know one thing? Bhagwan has given the responsibility of looking after them. Obviously, it is his love and grace. And what did you do? You left that boy suffering from headache. You didn't see him. You forgot comfortably. And blissfully, you are sitting here for his divine darshan. Is it not selfish, Satish? Is it not your duty to look after his children? Is it not good for you to go back to hostel and take care of that child? His child? Immediately I felt, yes, my heart is now reprimanding me. I better go back to hostel and look after that boy and do the needful. I was getting ready. But the story doesn't end here. My heart doesn't stop now. Now the different story had begun. My heart is asking me, Satish, in those days we never had any two-wheelers, three-wheelers, autos, four-wheelers, nothing we had. We had only two legs to walk all the way back to hostel. My heart started asking me, hey Satish, how much time do you take to go back to hostel? 15 minutes. Okay. And another 15 minutes to come back, obviously. And some time to take care of him? Yes, of course. Then, do you think another next 40 minutes Bhagwan will wait? Okay, let Satish come, then I'll come and give darshan. Obviously no, Swami won't wait for me. Thousands of devotees are calling him. Then what will happen? You'll miss this darshan. You think Swami's darshan is so easy to miss? It's divine darshan. Can you afford to miss? Obviously no. I can't afford to miss his divine darshan. That's what now my response. I was not knowing. In this ethical dilemma, I was not able to decide whether what is good for me is Swami's darshan, Swami himself, or Swami's work that he has given me. What do I do? What we will do when we have such kind of questions in our minds and hearts? We will look within. Seek within and you shall find. So I knocked the door again. Swami, Swami, please Swami. I knocked the door, peeped into my heart for my Lord and I asked him, Swami, you must tell me now. You tell me whatever, I will follow happily. If you tell me to go to hostel, I will go, Swami. If you tell me to stay back here and enjoy your darshan, I don't mind, Swami. I'll be more than happy for that. But that day, uniquely, Swami was silent. He was not answering me in my heart. He wanted to see what I would do on my own. He was not telling me anything what to do. I waited for his answer. I have to take a decision very quickly because any moment Swami would come out to give his loving darshan. So what did I do? Since Swami was not telling anything to me, I started telling something to Swami. He was not listening to me and answering me what to do. So I decided that I would tell Swami what to do. I looked within. I found him waiting for my decision. I told Swami, Swami, I can't miss your darshan. You know, Swami, I have missed my breakfast for your darshan. I didn't prefer to have breakfast because I can have your darshan. Now I have to miss your darshan. How lucky we are. We can afford to miss breakfast and petty things of world and get divinity. How fortunate are we. How loving he is to be available so easily for us. So I told Swami in my heart, Swami, I don't want to go back to hostel. I could have stopped with that. I could have prayed him. I could have prayed to him to bless that child. No, with my ignorance, I continued to put conditions. Conditions apply. Swami, you go there. Swami, you go to hostel, Swami. You go there, Swami, on my behalf, Swami. You go on my behalf and you give him the medicine. That was my prayer. See how the devotees are. They not only ask our beloved Lord what they want, but also they will put so many conditions. How, where, when, what way he has to fulfill our desire. In spite of all our conditions, in spite of all our limitations in our hearts, our loving Lord listens to us. Lovingly answers our prayers. anyatha sharanam nasti, tvameva sharanam mama, tasmat karanya bhavena, raksha raksha saishvara. The moment I offered my problem to his feet, I was calm, I was at peace with myself. My heart was not arguing anymore. Blissfully, I forgot everything. I enjoyed the divine darshan and sparshan. And also, Swami blessed us with a divine discourse, sambhashan. What a happy day it was. After the mandir session, all the children rushed back to hostel because though they have got up at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, though they had a long schedule, but still Bhagwan always keeps all the children at hostel in his educational institution always busy. An idle mind is devil's workshop. Swami always keeps the children ever busy. Swami creates that kind of schedule. The moment the children came back to hostel, they picked up their baggage. I mean, heavy books and their school bags, and marched forward towards the school. I too followed the same suit. I have to teach, of course. It was lunch break. All the children were having their lunch. Normally at our homes, when the child is eating food, mother will be constantly watching if the child needs anything. If the child is taking sufficient food, the child is comfortable, that's the duty of a mother. And in Bhagwan's hostel, that job was assigned to us. So as part of my job, I was standing in the dining hall in one corner. At the time, this particular boy who had this severe headache, he had come to me. I have completely forgotten everything about that boy. He had come to me very lovingly. He looked at me, told me, "Sai Ram sir, thank you so much sir," he told me. I don't know why he was thanking me, but to have some fun with him, I smiled at him and told him, "Most welcome, my child," I told him. He was very happy. He was going back. I beckoned him and I told him, "I don't know why you are thanking me. I don't even remember that I have done anything, any favor to you. Could you please tell me why you are thanking me?" That boy was looking intently at me. He was trying to figure out whether I am trying to trouble him and make some fun. He told me, "Sir, I had severe headache. I had sent a message to you so that you would come and see me. And you had come and given me the tablets. I am now completely all right, sir. Thank you so much, sir," he was telling me. "Oh, you called me for giving you medicine? And I had come to you, isn't it? And I had given you medicine and you are all right now. Very great it is," I told. He was taking everything very seriously because he believed very seriously that I had come and given him medicine. And I too believed very seriously, judiciously, that it was my mistake to forget about that boy. And I was lost in the divine darshan. How is this possible? I didn't go and give him medicine and he says I have given. Yes, there is nothing impossible with God. It took so much time for me to explain to that child that I didn't actually go and see him. I asked him, "Did you see me in your room?" He told me, "No, sir. I don't know why, sir. I was lying down. I was closing my eyes. At that time you came in. You called me out by my name. You asked me to open my mouth. You put the tablet in water. You asked me to swallow. You asked me to take rest. And then I peacefully slept. By the time I got up, I'm completely all right, sir." Then I asked him, if you have not seen me, how do you think it was me? The boy told me, sir, I know you very well, because only to you I had sent word. And I know your voice, sir. It was then it dawned to me that I, in my ignorance, comfortably asked Swami, Swami, you go to hostel instead of me. On behalf of me, you give him the medicine. How many conditions I had put. And our loving Lord, I listened to all my prayers and responded. That is the sweet Lord. That is the loving Lord we have with us. Let me narrate another time how I looked within and knocked the door of my heart and asked him to fulfill my desire. It was a time of birthday. All the students were getting up, preparing for Swami's birthday, and a certain group of boys were fortunate enough to participate in a dance, a Punjabi dance called Bhangra dance. And Swami would love the dance and give them so many opportunities. He would talk to them, he would give them fruits, apples, clothes, photographs, whatnot. A lot of interaction with Swami. So I was feeling very, very greedy, so to say. I want to get that opportunity to become close to Swami. I want to get a chance to dance for Swami. So I went to the senior brother who was in charge of that dance group and asked him, brother, very innocently I had asked him, brother, can you please take me into this dance group? I also want to dance for Swami. He knew my innocence and he didn't want to hurt me by telling no directly. So he had an intelligent plot. Very lovingly he looked at me, Satish, for the dance, nobody can be selecting students directly. Only Swami can select. So, I'm sorry, I'm helpless. I didn't leave with that. I started knocking the door of my heart. Knock, the door shall be opened for you. I was knocking the door. Swami, Swami, please Swami, please Swami. I want to dance for you, Swami. That was continuous prayer going on. And that evening, somehow I managed, ran and sat in the first line, hoping that Swami would come out and I can put forward my prayer. I was troubling him in my heart. I was not leaving him. And finally, when the Lord came out to spend some time with his children, I was continuously telling Swami, 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 Swami. Finally, out of compassion, he looked at me. I told Swami. Swami asked, Amy, see the fulfillment of his divine promise. He has promised on several occasions. You call out for me from your heart, Swami, with so much of love. I'll be there by your side telling you, Amy, what do you want, my child? That is a divine assurance. I called out to him, Swami, and Swami asked me, Amy. I knelt down in front of him and went to him. All were watching me. Thousands of devotees were seated. Hundreds of the students were there. And then I was asking directly, no context, no background, nothing. Directly one sentence. Swami, I want to dance. I took it for granted. He knows everything. But all other children were watching that. They knew me very well. They knew that I was not a dancer. And here I am in front of Swami, in front of all the devotees. I am telling Swami, Swami, I want to dance. All were wondering what would happen. What if Swami asked him to dance? At that time, Swami looked at me mischievously. And physically, he turned towards one side and he pointed out to a place. Oh, you want to dance? go and dance there. Where was he pointing towards? He was showing me towards the lady's side. All the ladies were seated. Swami was telling me with a mischievous smile, "You want to dance? Go there and dance." And this was a fun scene for all the students. All were laughing at my cost. I was not understanding anything. So I quietly sat, "Ask, it shall be given." I asked him, but he made a joke out of it. Is it possible with the God, with our loving Swami? God's delays are not his denials. God's ways are mysterious. I had to wait for the correct time. After 2 years, on another birthday occasion, many devotees from Godavari districts had come for Swami's darshan, and they had brought a rural Andhra dance program. It was called Chakka dance, which means we have some wooden pieces with cymbals and we sing God's songs and dance rhythmically. Something similar to Pandari Bhajan of our beloved Swami. Swami liked that dance so much, and Swami called for the dance master and told, "You come again to Prashanthi Nilayam and teach my boys." That was the divine command. And during the sports meet occasion, the dance master had come and he wanted to set up a program to put forward before Lord on January 11th. Somehow, I prayed to Swami. Somehow, I begged all my teachers. I told, "Sir, Swami likes this dance. I want to be part of it. Could you give me one chance and opportunity?" By his will, I was given one place. And how much love he showered. How many times he had come to see the practice session. So much so that one day he told us, "Today you come to Mandir and practice." We had to practice a dance for sports meet in Mandir. And he selected a time where devotees wouldn't be seated there. And he called us to come to Mandir. And he also had come at some odd time to witness the practice. And he showed us a place where we can have a practice. And what was that place? That was the spot 2 years ago. Bhagwan was mischievously smiling and telling, "Oh, you want to dance? Go there and dance." That was the spot where we were all dancing, rather practicing the dance, and the divine Lord Nataraja was watching that very happily and blessing us. That is our sweet Lord. Look within and seek. You shall find answer. You shall find answers to your dilemma. You shall find answers to your prayers. Let me tell you one more incident of his love. Every devotee has got a wonderful, unique relationship, heart-to-heart relationship with our beloved Swami. I too had mine. I used to consider Swami as my beloved mother. I used to address him when I'm writing a letter, "Amma," in Telugu, mother. "Amma, Jagan Mata, Sai Mata, Premamayi." This is how I would address when I express my desires to him, my prayers to him. In those days, during bhajan sessions, once Bhagwan goes to bhajan hall, whenever Swami enters into the bhajan hall, all the students would get up and move forward and sit close to the interview room door so that they can see Swami during bhajans. But I had my strategic positions. I want to sit in a place where by chance during the bhajan's time, if Swami comes out to give darshan, to answer the prayers of any devotee. Because one devotee would pray, Swami, in the bhajan hall, all your boys are seated. We don't have place, Swami. For our sake, you come outside, Swami. Why don't you give us also darshan, Swami? Some devotee will pray from his heart. And Swami would go out during bhajans. I had my position where if Swami goes out during bhajans, normally he would use that path. So I was fixing my position comfortably in a place where if Swami comes there, I would definitely get a padanamskaram and Swami would be standing by my side. And that was a wonderful evening. And that day, Swami came out twice. Two times our Lord had come out. I don't know how many devotees had prayed for him that day. It was a beautiful scene. There was no Saikulvanth Hall in those days. Sands and the beautiful blue sky above. And our Lord was there standing and swaying beautifully in tune with the Krishna bhajan. What a divine scene it was. I had darshan twice. And both times I had given two different letters to Swami in that half an hour span. I didn't have any problem to offer, but common prayer. Amma, Jagan Mata, Sai Mata, oh beloved mother, maybe my fate, maybe my destiny will take me out from your lotus feet, Swami. Oh mother, please mother, if you decide what a destiny can do, Swami. Oh mother, Sai Mata, please, please do something that you change my destiny and keep me at your feet. Let me be with you, Swami. Don't send me out into the world, Swami. I was addressing Swami as my mother and I was writing one letter. I was busy in writing letter, drafting that letter and giving to Swami. Very lovingly he accepted my prayer. He blessed the devotees. Second time too it happened. I was very happy that Swami had blessed me with chance to give him two letters in half an hour's time. And why do I want to give letter? There is another advantage. What is that? Purposefully keep the letter far away from his hands. So what he would do? To take the letter he would look at you. Maybe he would look into you. That's a good chance. And pretending to be giving a letter to him, give the hand suddenly and try to touch his divine hand. Divine sparshan. So with these clever ideas, I used those two chances to give two letters to our beloved mother Sai. Then what happened? Swami went back and sat on the throne in Bhajan Hall. And here I am and my monkey mind wouldn't sit in the blissful state for a long time. Immediately it would point out something which I didn't get. What didn't I get? I didn't get Padanamaskar. So I was again feeling bad. Swami, in my heart I was telling Mother, Amma, Sai Mata, you have come twice in this path and you didn't give me Padanamaskar. Just see this. It's the mistake of our beloved Lord. But I was accusing. Two times you came to this place and you didn't give me Padanamaskar. Now you have to come. I was very adamant. I was forcing Swami to come again. You must come, Mother, Sai Mata, you must come. And now you should give me Padanamaskar. I didn't leave my prayer. I didn't think even that it would trouble Swami to come out so many times. The Lord who had taken trouble, if you consider it is as a trouble, he had left the divine abode Vaikunth and came down for our sake. Wouldn't he listen my prayer and come once more for me? Yes, the Divine Mother is so compassionate. Swami came out. Third time. He asked for the passage. He came to the place where I was. I was in a strategic point. I was the last person. Swami stood in front of me, as though Swami had come only for my sake. He stood in front of me, and from there itself, Swami had blessed all the devotees with third time darshan. And while he was going back, Swami looked at me and called me, Emira. By then I had padanamskaram. I was very happy. My heart was filled with joy. I was expressing my gratitude to Swami. Thank you so much, Swami. For my sake you have come and you stood in front of me only. And so much time you gave me padanamskar. Thank you so much, Mother. I was praying in my heart. And Swami called me, Emira. I immediately knelt down, went to Swami. Swami asked, Mai Vachinda? Swami asked. To translate it literally into English, that girl has come. I was scared. I looked at Swami, told Swami, no Swami. Nobody has come, Swami. Nobody has come, Swami. I was telling. Again Swami asked, Mai Vachindira. Vachindi, Vachindi. That's what Swami told. I was telling Swami again, no Swami, nobody has come, Swami. Because I was not looking within. I was looking outside to the external world. And I am taking the external meaning to Swami's sentences. But when you look within, you will find. Seek, you shall find. Bhagavan, merciful Lord, knows that I wouldn't understand the inner significance of his words. So he looked at me compassionately. With that look, we often pray to Mother Gayatri, Swami in that form, Dhiyoyo na prachodayat. Bhagavan, our loving Lord, looked at me and glanced towards me with his mercy. And with that mercy, Dhiyoyo na prachodayat, illumination of the intellect, immediately dawned to me the significance of his words, his loving words. I understood at that time, Swami, what is the meaning of Swami's words? Mai Vachindira, Vachindi, Vachindi. Three times he says Vachindi. And Swami has come three times that side. And what is the meaning of this word? Amma. Amma means mother. I. Amma. I. Ammai can be split into Amma and I. I. Sa plus I. The divine mother. Amma. I. Mother of all mothers. The divine mother. Jagan Mata. Our Sai Mata. And Sai Mata has come. Not once, thrice. Ammai Vachindira, Vachindi, Vachindi. Three times. I didn't understand the significance. I was taking literally. But the Divine Lord had confirmed that he had come because my heart, I was praying. That is the love of our beloved mother. That is the grace of our Divine Lord. He is all the time with us. He is in our hearts. If we look within and seek him, we shall find him there. All the time waiting to respond to us lovingly and make us better beings. I am thankful to Swami for giving this wonderful opportunity. I pray to Swami that all of us would always keep him in our hearts, always look up to him and seek within for his grace and divine guidance. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.